free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, May 21st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. But it's kind of interesting, the article from the Daily Beast. This is a guy, Philippe Raines, an advisor to Hillary Clinton. He says, I spent a week down the right-wing media rabbit hole. I was mesmerized by it. Philippe, you want a red pill? Watch this program. I'll give you something to talk about, to write about. Anyway, what he did was he said, over the past 3 years, he says, I've been on cable TV about 250 times, about 157 times on MSNBC and CNN and others. And he is obviously a Hillary Clinton advisor. He leans heavily to the left. Understatement, right? But he said, I abided by three simple rules. First, I couldn't watch or read any news outlet I normally would, as well as Twitter, nor rely on any resource that I would to research an issue. Second, I had to expend at least the same amount of time devouring content as I otherwise would. And third, I had to pay attention. It also meant that I went cold turkey on the New York Times, Washington Post, Daily Beast, Politico, Axios. I replaced them with Daily Caller, Gateway Pundit, Town Hall, Drudge Report. Interesting thing is, as he goes through and he does these different ones, he says, Drudge Report, once the online town crier of the right-wing bubble now pales in comparison. Drudge links to so many, as he calls it, mainstream media outlets, because that's where he is on the left. In other words, the CNNs and the Daily Beasts, he said, I couldn't get enough Trump, who had Trump skeptical content. He said, so on day two, I deemed it contrary to the spirit of the simulation, and I blacklisted the Drudge Report, lest I fall down the rabbit hole of facts, truth, and sanity that he would find normally on CNN and the Daily Beast. And so we see at the top of the Drudge Report today, models predict a 250,000 dead by August. There you go. Yesterday, churches are all going to kill us. And then we had a church that was burned down. I said yesterday on the program, before that happened, before I saw the article, or before it happened, I don't know exactly what time it happened. But I said, as I was interviewing the pastor yesterday, I said, we've already been accused, Christians have, who believe in traditional marriage. We've been accused of hate. We've been purged on social media. We've been vilified. You had a guy who was listening to the hate designation from the Southern Poverty Law Center take a gun to shoot up people at the Family Research Center. They purge anything that we say about sexualizing kids, not doing that. And I said, it's just a matter of time before now we are the filthy church, the disease centers, and we must be destroyed. So then yesterday afternoon after the show, a church is torched. A church building is torched. But give them time. They'll come after the actual church, the people. And so when we look at this and the rabbit hole that we're actually going down, take a look at the war on drugs, because again, it set the pattern for all of this. I don't advocate drug use at all, especially recreational drugs. I don't advocate pharmaceutical drugs or recreational drugs. However, if you want to use them, I don't think the government should tell you what you can or cannot have. I don't think there's any constitutional authority for the FDA or the DEA. You should make those decisions along with your doctor. Informed consent and the government needs to butt out of the doctor-patient relationship. You want to take vaccines? Take vaccines. You want to cover your face so that you can't breathe and think you're protected, with a piece of cloth from a virus? Go ahead. Knock yourself out, literally. But don't try to force me to take your prescriptions. So when we go back to the drug war, we see a federal court rules that every drug dog in the entire state is unreliable and will alert to anything just to please its master. And when we look at how this plays out in New York, you see cops brutally attack a mom in front of her child because she was improperly wearing a mask. They start harassing us. She said, leave me alone. The cop puts his hands on her. She brushes his hand away. And then that was it. They were on her like a pack of canines.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, May 21st, year of our Lord, 2020, day 66 of America lockdown. How about that? Day 66, the numbers just keep piling up, and so do the tragic consequences. You know, we had Governor Whitmer, and she is right at the center of some of the worst despotism. Governor Whitmer says that Michigan will, quote, hold people responsible for dam failures. Well, I think it's time that we hold some governors and presidents responsible for the damn failure of the lockdown and the damage that it has done. Flooding our country, destroying homes, lives, businesses, taking away, confiscating the middle class wealth, middle class jobs, middle class opportunity, putting us all on a government handout, and the media is celebrating that. They're doing interviews with Andrew Yang. He's saying, yeah, 10 years worth of change in less than 10 weeks. How about that? And this is going to stay here, he said. Americans like getting free cash. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's no such thing as universal basic income. It's just communism with a new shiny technocratic spin on it. You know, I was going to interview Andrew Yang before anybody knew about him. As soon as he introduced, put his thing out there, nobody's paying attention to him. I said, come on the program, I'll talk to you about it. Yeah, they accepted. Then a couple days later, they... we did it before the weekend. And then by Monday, they said, we're not going to come on. He didn't want to debate it. I wish he would have come on. I'll still extend the invitation to Andrew Yang anytime he wants to come on and talk about universal basic income or communism or central planning or any of that stuff. The technocratic elite, the idea of the smart cities, the 2030 smart cities where they lock you down in your house and put you, basic income, very, very basic, very low. With no opportunity whatsoever, because the elites own and control everything. Kind of like what we have being rolled out right now, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, that was the plan all along in this plandemic. They had two dam failures because, see, the government won't fix the dam infrastructure, will they? They just let it crumble. You know, we had the pictures of the earthquake. It was in Nevada. I saw the road heaved up and big cracks in it. And I said, yeah, it takes us decades of neglect here in Austin to get roads that look like that. But we got roads that look like that. It just happened very quickly. And what we have experienced is an earthquake destroying our infrastructure instantaneously instead of years and years of gradual change and neglect. It's about time we wake up and do something about this. We have the Oklahoma governor, before we get into the hostage issues here. The Oklahoma governor has signed a bill banning red flag laws. Governor Kevin Stitt wasted no time in signing a bill approved by Oklahoma State Legislature on Friday that bars cities and towns across the state from adopting red flag firearm seizure ordinances. You know, you remember that? Remember that guideline and recommendation from President Trump? Kind of like the guideline and recommendation that shut down the entire country. You gotta, just take the guns and do the due process later. And we had governors across the country, many of them Republican, who are more than happy to do that, to confiscate your firearms and not do any due process. Ever. because that type of thing has been happening for a very long time with war on drugs and with many other actions that government has done, even taking your children with CPS. Take the kids, do the due process later, if you get time for it, whatever. And so when we look at the danger of the bully pulpit being carelessly misused, when we look at the guidelines and recommendations coming out from the White House, if we look at these red flag gun laws, they really are a litmus test. They're a litmus test that tells you what's coming down the pike. Because when you look at these same jurisdictions, Republican and Democrat, who said, you don't have any rights, we'll just take the guns, we won't bother to do any due process. They're the same ones who are taking your business, not doing any due process. They're taking your jobs, they're taking your wealth. They're confiscating your life and your freedom, your liberty. And that is an indication of what these people are going to do once President Trump is finished with his Operation Warp Speed vaccine program. They've got multiple candidates for this, and we've had Moderna jump to the front, get about half of the money from Operation Warp Speed, but now there's other candidates that are coming out. And they're all talking about how they're going to have 300 million vaccines. There's one out there with your name on it. Thank you, President Trump, for doing that for me. How nice of you. How nice of you. Well, let's see what happens when they do that. Because you have all these different individuals out there. And I tweeted out yesterday the 2015 interview that CNN did with Ben Carson. When he wanted to be president, he said, yeah, mandatory vaccines, yeah, we can do that. He sounded just like Alan Dershowitz. And said there's no protection. There's no protection of the Constitution, no religious exemption for vaccines. He was way ahead of a lot of the Democrats who started doing that last year. And so if you want to know where this is going, and if you want to know the fact that, you know, there's a, evidently there is a constitutional and religious exemption if you want to run for president, right? You don't have to follow your Christian beliefs. You don't have to follow the Constitution that you swore to if you want to run for president. And of course, if you become president, oh, it's really all the bets truly are off. If in fact you ever did have any ethics. But as we look at what's happening in Oklahoma, the governor and the individual who wrote the law, Stegall, said this is the nation's first anti-red flag law, anti-red flag law, to counter the Trump recommendation. And remember, at the core of all this, they were concerned about people's mental health, right? Oh, it's all about health, isn't it? More than a dozen states have enacted red flag laws after President Trump's recommendation guideline. Oklahoma will not be one of them. The U.S. Constitution prevents states from nullifying federal laws. And so as we see what is happening across America on day 66, we have Chicago. I reported yesterday the Romanian church there in Chicago. They've lived under communism, so they know what this smells like. And they know exactly what Lori Lightfoot's orders are about, as well as the governor. J.B. Pritzker. And so they began meeting and the police tried to block them and so forth. And now they're going to give them a fine. They had limited their church attendance to 75 people on Sunday, which is 10% of its capacity. But still the city fined them $500. The church reportedly demanded that those 75 people who attended meet 13 requirements to attend, including having no symptoms, being younger than 65 years old, and so forth. So they tried as much as possible to get along with unreasonable, unlawful orders from the governor and the mayor. But it ultimately comes down to the fact that you have to obey God rather than man. And you have to stop saying, well, okay, because they say so, we are going to obey the people who think they are God. They think they are God. See, that's the it's not Christians who are dangerous. It's the people who think they're God who are dangerous. And we got a lot of them in government offices, from mayors all the way up to presidents. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear warned Easter churchgoers. Remember, he was the first one to do that. You know, don't you go to church. We're shutting down all non-essential businesses, and that means don't go to church. Singled out churches. And then on Easter, he said, we're going to be recording license plates of people who attend church and force them into a 14-day quarantine. So we have these types of arrogant orders everywhere. Lori Lightfoot doubled down, said local districts are reviewing reports of large gatherings that took place today at various establishments. Not abiding by the stay-at-home order, following that review, the department will issue and mail citations where necessary. And also in Illinois, you have a Republican. Actually, they actually elected a Republican somewhere in Illinois. He went to the Illinois House on Wednesday, and he was thrown out because he refused to wear a face mask. And guess what? The other Republicans joined the Democrats to throw out this guy who wasn't wearing a face mask. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles. And when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. Hollenblock has really been a sleeper product for us. We got it in a few years ago. It's an amazing product that comes from all natural quail eggs. They discovered this more than 30 years ago in France, that if you ate quail eggs from a certain type of quail, that it had an antihistamine effect, and people saw their allergies and seasonal discomfort knocked way, way down. Well, now this is available in the United States. It's proprietary. It has rave reviews. It's a product that I never even really promote, but that people keep reordering and has become a bestseller. We're very close to selling out Pollen Block right now. It'll take 8 weeks to get more in, but despite that, I'm going to sell it at 50% off until it sells out. So for those of you that have never ordered it and been on the fence and have seasonal discomfort, experience Pollen Block for yourself right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Pollen Block. I want people that haven't tried it to try it for themselves, so it's the lowest price ever, even though it's selling out. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this, and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It needs to end now. This is what the New York Post, the headlines on the front cover of the New York Post. One man's plea. The Big Apple is dying. Its streets are empty. Tens of thousands have been plunged into poverty. Our leaders have no plans, no answers. New Yorkers have already learned to socially distance. Businesses can adjust. The elderly and the infirm can continue to be isolated. It needs to end now. They flattened the curve. Hospitals, remember the original justification for these unconstitutional, illegal, tyrannical orders? That was to keep the hospitals from being overwhelmed. The hospitals are going out of business because they don't have anybody in them. That never materialized. Trump sent hospital ships to New York and L.A. He sent a field hospital of 2,500 beds. Samaritan Ministries sent temporary beds there. And that was the epicenter. And at the epicenter, they didn't use any of those temporary facilities. Oh, you heard all the horror stories that were coming out about we got people, we got in the hallways, we don't have sufficient protective equipment, yada, yada, yada. That was all recycled headlines from the New York Times and New York Post from 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Same hospitals, same whining complaints because it's New York City. And the disease of New York City, socialism and authoritarianism dictates brutality, poverty, the eradication of the middle class. Let me tell you, my wife is from New York City. She was born in Brooklyn, grew up on Long Island, could not get out of there quickly enough. So we met in college in Florida. But when I went to New York, after growing up in Tampa, 60s and 70s, very different from the way Tampa is today. But when I grew up in Tampa, there was a vibrant middle class. It was kind of like a Midwestern, middle America. And I could not believe the way New York was. It astounded me to see that there was no middle class. There were very, very rich people and extremely poor people, people that were far richer than anybody I'd ever seen. And people who are far poorer than anybody I had ever seen. And it made sense to me why they embraced socialism. And let me tell you, this is exactly the point of what is being done to our country right now. It's to turn us all into New York, where there's no middle class. That's the first thing the Marxists do. And so let's talk about what is, let's give you an update as to where we are. As America is held hostage on day 66, this is what the captivity looks like. We have police threatening jail, and not just in Chicago. This is in New York, a small town in New York. They're threatening a church there. $1,000 fines for holding drive-in services. See, this is not, you understand, this is not about a disease. Unless you're talking about the disease of totalitarianism. You do what I say in every aspect of your life or else. That's what we're talking. That's the real disease here, folks. That's the real global pandemic that has been unleashed on the world as everybody follows in lockstep behind communist China's approach. The Rutherford Institute has warned that it will consider filing a First Amendment lawsuit if police continue to threaten a small New York church with prosecution and $1,000 fines for holding drive-in worship service. In a legal letter to the chief of police for the town of Messina, New York, the Rutherford Institute attorneys point out, while federal and state governments have adopted specific restrictive measures in an effort to decelerate the spread of the virus, the current public health situation has not resulted in a suspension of fundamental constitutional rights such as religious freedom, freedom of speech, and the right of assembly. In it, they say, certainly, if government officials have determined that it's safe to gather in convenience stores, beverage stores, hardware stores, drive-through restaurant takeout lines, while adhering to social distance guidelines, there's no reason a single church drive-in service where worshipers remain in their cars is removed from a list of approved activities. Think about that. Everywhere. Restaurants, especially the fast food restaurants, they have shut down and they're just doing drive-through. But we've got formerly sit-down restaurants that did not do drive-through in order to try to stay open and adjust to these ridiculous demands being made by the government, they have put in drive-through services as well. But if you go to a church service like this, originally the pastor said, contacted the police and said, I'd like to just have everybody meet together outside, separated. No, you can't meet outdoors. It's like, what? Okay, then how about if we all drive up in cars and nobody gets out of their cars and nobody rolls down their windows? Would that be allowed? No. $1,000 fine. Okay, so this is not about any health issues whatsoever. Yeah, there's the priest. They roll down the window and he squirts them with holy water. Maybe shoots a wafer at them too. I don't know. Here, catch. Fetch. It's beyond ridiculous. But look, it's beyond ridiculous when you can go to a drive-thru. You can go to McDonald's. You can roll down your window and they can hand you food and you can hand them money. But you can't go to a church service and stay in your car with the windows rolled up. See, this is not about a disease. This is about persecution. And this is specific to shutting down free speech, free exercise of religion. If you look at what happened with Operation Haircut, and you know, I thought that was really funny, Operation Haircut. I guess they don't realize the irony of that. Do you remember 2013 in Italy when they had the financial crisis and you had the technocratic, Goldman Sachs banker who says, I have the solution here. We will confiscate money from bank accounts. If it's over a certain amount, we'll just take it. We'll call it a haircut. Remember that? A haircut. It's theft. They called it a haircut. We'll just trim a little around the edges here. And so that's really what's happening to the middle class. It's Operation Haircut everywhere, isn't it? They're just taking what you've got. But this was a slightly different intention, Operation Haircut. They had a whole bunch of barbers because people were coalescing around that 177-year-old barber. The people in the community showed up carrying guns legally, as they're allowed under the Constitution, under the law in Michigan. They showed up to protect him from being shut down. So he was kind of the center figure there. But they had a lot of barbers who showed up, and they gave people free haircuts on the Capitol lawn. The Michigan Department of State Police threatened them. They said all individuals engaging in haircuts are being educated on the law. Those who do not comply will be cited for disorderly conduct. No, what we're doing is we're getting educated on how our government has abandoned the law, abandoned the Constitution, revolted against the Constitution, and is revolting, disgusting itself. And Whitmer said, I expect the people to follow the law. No, there's no laws, her order. I expect the people to follow the law. The law is in my mouth. I'm a dictator. She said, these executive orders are not suggestion. They're also not laws. They're not optional. They're not helpful hints. See, they're not advice. They're not medical advice. They're government orders, pretending that it's for your health. Because, science, because medicine, because health. We can throw everything out. And so then they handed out $500 fines. They really did. And we understand where they're coming from.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage,
it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're at day 66 of America held hostage and one of the epicenters of the worst application of the Trump Fauci guidelines and recommendations is Governor Whitmer. And you need to understand as we look at this, look at your local state, look at how you've had people like Whitmer, Northam, Cuomo, Newsom in California, and also Pritzker in Illinois. These people are going to be the ones who are going to rush full headlong into the mandatory vaccines that Trump is preparing and recommending. So just be aware of that. Be aware of what's coming down the pike. We're going to talk about that coming up. We're going to talk about government pricks, you know, the mandatory vaccines, and also the people who push them on you, those government pricks. We'll be talking about that coming up. But as we're talking about the Operation Haircut, where the barbers, you know, barbers, salon owners, gym owners, they are not essential. Kill their livelihoods. Kill their life's work. And they're rebelling against this. So they showed up on the Capitol lawn there in Michigan, gave free haircuts, and the police gave them $500 fines. And Whitmer said, I expect people to follow the law. These executive orders are not a suggestion. In other words, the law is in her mouth. She's a dictator. You just admitted that right there. I'm a dictator. Follow this. These are not helpful hints. Well, she better take a clue as to what's going on. Let me tell you how this plays out. And it's not just the salon owners and the gym owners. Here's a Michigan music shop owner. I've had this on my desk for about 10 days, 8 days. He shut his doors for good. And he blamed Governor Whitmer, Michigan, He said it's the closing of a dream. He said it's not just a closing of a stupid store. It's a closing of a dream. Walker Music and Textile Company in Hastings, Michigan. He said that before bursting into tears. He runs the store with his wife and his son. He said they're closing the business of 11 years after several failed attempts to get financial assistance since Whitmer deemed their store non-essential. And this is the story is being replicated across the country. It is the Rubicon that Trump passed. I cannot support that man for dog catcher anymore. He could end this now. We have medical doctors who are begging him to do that, begging him to do that. This guy who tried to get, he said, all right, you shut down my business. You're going to compensate me for that, right? You know, when we have takings because, you know, have eminent domain. Well, we got to take your property or your business. Well, there's compensation is supposed to follow with that, right? I don't like the idea of eminent domain, but compensation should follow. There was a clue as to where President Trump's mind was on this when he, before he became president. And I did a report about it. I was very concerned about his approach towards your liberties and your property as a billionaire. Because when he wanted to build and expand his parking lot for his Atlantic City casino, he did basically what you've seen in the movie Up, the Pixar movie Up. He went after one widow to take her house so he could do the parking lot. And he used the government to condemn the property and take it for his own use. I said, well, this doesn't look like somebody that respects the Constitution or individual liberty or people who are smaller than him, does it? And I was also concerned with his misguided support of torture, thinking that it was pragmatic when it is a violation of every ethical standard, as well as the Constitution itself and the thing that produced the lies about weapons of mass destruction that got us into the war in Iraq that he criticized. He's absolutely clueless about the effectiveness of it and totally unprincipled when it comes to individual liberty and humanity and human rights. And now we can see this in spades. I can no longer give him the benefit of the doubt for any of this. As this guy was saying, he said there's only $32,800 in grants for this county in total. And that went to just five businesses. How typical. How typical. He said, I've been sitting here for 60 days watching my neighbors do business day in and day out. They aren't thriving, but they're surviving. And there is no reason in hell I couldn't have done the same thing. None. And that's what makes me angry. She shut him down. He can't get any money. All of his neighbors are operating at maybe 10, 20, 30. They're not thriving, but they're barely scraping by. But he can't do anything. And so this guy who had a music shop, this mom and pop business, put out of business. That is the plan, folks. The billionaires, the elitists, the Wall Street bankers, the people that Trump runs with is Epstein, Dershowitz friends, they want to eliminate the middle class. I put the responsibility of that on the governor's shoulders because if she had been reasonable, this would not be happening. And yet at the same time, I see this article out of Minnesota, one of the, I think it's where the headquarters of Target, they said their online sales more than doubled during lockdown. See, the rich get richer and the middle class is driven out of existence. Unlike anything I've ever seen, said one of the people there, said their online sales at Target more than doubled during the lockdown. And of course, you can, all these technocratic elites hang together. They are, you know, it was, the same day that article came out, May the 13th, about the music store owner in Michigan. Facebook deleted a group that had 380,000 members because they were pushing back to reopen. So they all hang together, don't they? Toledo police are telling residents to stop flooding 9/11 with calls reporting social distancing violations. This is the other dangerous aspect that's happening at the grassroots level. The hatred and vilification of people who don't, who you disagree with, right? These little social justice warriors who are now demanding social distancing. And they're turning into little Stasi-type snitches. And they're going to demand that you take a vaccine as well. These are people who are upset that you're not social distancing, that you're not wearing a mask and so forth. And they're going to demand that you get a vaccine. And so the Toledo Police Department, Toledo, Ohio, said, citizens, we're posting this because people are tying up the 9-11 lines, report that people are not social distancing. 9-11? Yes, I've got a couple of people here. They're not 6 feet apart. Can you imagine this? Could you have even imagined this 66 days ago? That America would turn into this kind of insanity? Did you see the pictures on the Drudge Report of some models wearing underwear that's got the names of Fauci and Newsom and all these other panty waist politicians out there? It's like, give me a break. You know, they're celebrating it. This is the insanity, the depravity of this country. Our goal is to provide the appropriate number for people to call rather than having them call 911. So they gave them the county health department. There's the picture of Fauci, Newsom and everything. Pathetic. So call the health department. Let the health department go out and enforce their own rules, their own dictates, right? See, that's the point. If the police don't enforce this, these people can't enforce it. And the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, said, we're now moving from orders to strong recommendations. This is a new phase in our battle against the virus. Well, they should never have left from just giving advice. Advice is free, and we should be free to take it or to reject it. Let me give a shout out to another sheriff who's standing with the Constitution, Polk County, North Carolina. This is sent to me. This is a letter that came out Tuesday. Our office has expressed concerns about the enforceability of Governor Cooper's executive order from the day they were first issued. It has been our office policy since the very beginning to not take any enforcement action beyond providing a copy of the orders to complainants and those that we've received citizen complaints on. And this is the key thing. Business owners and religious leaders are adults and private citizens, and they can make their own informed decisions as to how to safely operate their businesses and organizations. They went on to say, we also uphold the Constitution of the United States and enforce the laws of the land when a clearly established law has been obviously violated. These are not clearly established laws. These are dictates from dictators like Governor Whitmer.
I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beats. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action. Be healthier. Boost your body's natural defenses and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us
into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
These Beverly Hills cops, actually they're not in Beverly Hills, but they are in Southern California, coming in and arresting a gym owner because he had the audacity to open his business. Wearing a red, white, and blue mask with stars and stripes pattern and the words Justice for All emblazoned across it, he vowed to keep the doors open at Metroplex Gym in Oceanside, north of San Diego, but he warned his customers they might be handcuffed and hauled off like he was. He said there's some members who kind of shy away from that. There's some members who say, you know what? If they're going to take me away in handcuffs for working out, then go ahead and do it, he said. He may be the first business owner arrested in California for violating health orders by reopening, although a growing number are doing just that. Last week, however, in neighboring Riverside County, and I read the statements from the sheriff, Sheriff Chad Bianco, told the supervisors there he would not be enforcing local health orders that made criminals out of otherwise law-abiding business owners and other residents who violated these arbitrary restrictions. Arbitrary and unequal that are being applied in various places. And again, that sheriff, Chad Bianco, Riverside County, shout out to him. Shout out to Sheriff Timothy Wright in Polk County, North Carolina. Say, we will. He said, the office of sheriff is not, nor should it ever be, says Sheriff Timothy L. Wright. Polk County, North Carolina. The office of sheriff is not, nor should it ever be, in the business of regulating private industry and practices. Our mandate and our ethical responsibility is to uphold the Constitution of the United States, to enforce the laws of the land when a clearly established law has been obviously violated. We're given a broad authority to enforce these laws, but that authority ranges from verbal warning to arrest. It's incredibly sad, he said, that a disease with some genuinely serious concerns has been politicized on both sides of the aisle. And as we look at what's happening in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, remember Keith Ellison? Keith Ellison, the first member of Congress to demand that he not take the oath of office with his hand on a Bible, but to use a Quran. Keith Ellison, the member of Congress from the district that elected Ilhan Omar after Keith Ellison moved up to become the Attorney General of Minnesota with massive funding from George Soros, because George Soros has been focusing on getting his people in the Attorney General offices across the country. Well, that Marxist, that Islamicist, that former congressman from Ilhan Omar's Muslim jurisdiction is now coming after a restaurant owner, threatening him $150,000 in fine. This is a new record. I think Keith Ellison gets a special award for being the most outrageous tyrant of the week. Maybe even more so than Governor Whitmer. Chris Schiffler, owner of Shady's Bar and Grill, planned on reopening his 6 locations for dine-in business on Monday, 2 weeks earlier than the June 1st reopening date set by the state of Minnesota. He received a call from Ellison's office on Friday, threatening $25,000 in fines per location, which would amount to $150,000 total. Schiffler said, "I can end up broke and on the street, just like 163 employees of mine are going to do the same thing in a little bit here if we don't get operating." The House Republican caucus sent a letter to Keith Ellison Sunday warning that the, quote, rural Minnesota economy is on the verge of collapse due to numerous executive orders issued by Governor Walz. It has come to our attention that the Attorney General's office in contacting these businesses and threatening them with a fine, which could be $25,000 per violation if these business owners have the audacity to try and earn a living. Because these are Democrats. These are Marxists. They don't want you earning a living. They want you dependent on them for a check, and they want everybody to get the same check. And they want the check to be so low that you can't survive. I mean, this is communism writ large. A few hours later, Ellison's office announced that it filed an enforcement action against Schiffler and his chain of restaurants because he has repeatedly publicly represented his intention to violate the executive order. Think about this. It's an executive order. It's not a lawful law. It stands in contradiction to the Constitution. It is unequal protection under the law to say that some businesses cannot open, others can. And then it gets even worse, because when these people become little petty tyrants and they get drunk with power, they not only go out and enforce dictates that are unlawful, unconstitutional, but then he says, because you've declared your intention to violate my order, I will now hit you with a fine. You understand that? He hasn't even opened up. He's declared his intention to open up. And because he said, because he defied the arbitrary, absolute authority of this little Muslim dictator, Keith Ellison. Because of that, because of your intention to defy my authority, I now fine you $150,000. That's why I say he gets the dictator, authoritarian dictator of the week. This little Soros Muslim puppet. He says, "My office has the duty to enforce the law and the governor's order to protect Minnesotans' health." See, help trumps anything, everything. And all they have to do is make an assertion that this is about health. And they know that because they've got science on their side. They've got models written in Fortran that don't produce the same answer 2 times in a row. That's what we shut down the entire country based on. That's what President Trump shut the country down on. They've got science on their side. This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen in my life. These people don't even know how to spell science. They're going to use a Fortran program that can't even give consistent answers. I mean, unbelievable. The ignorance of the American public to allow this to happen and to sit down and accept it because it's being done to them by a Republican president named Trump or a Republican governor named Abbott. Unbelievable what is happening here. The shutdown may soon collapse in Pennsylvania thanks to local resistance. From the beginning, the entire shutdown process has been racked with confusion over which businesses are essential in Pennsylvania. And listen to this. In Pennsylvania, they gave a waiver to Wolf Home Products. This is a furniture manufacturer that was formerly owned by the governor. They said, well, there's not really any transparency involved in this process of who gets the waivers. Oh, I think it's very transparent, don't you? This is crony capitalism or corona capitalism, if you want to call it that, right? And they said, furthermore, on May 6th, finally, just like, you know, we had the results from Italy before we shut down America. There was no reason to do that because it looked exactly like what we've now got out of Pennsylvania. On May 6th, it was revealed to lawmakers during a phone briefing that of the roughly 3,100 virus deaths that people have said are virus deaths, because these are people that perhaps died with COVID-19, maybe They didn't even die with it, certainly not from it, because they don't do the tests. But nevertheless, of that, they said, 68% had occurred in nursing homes and similar care facilities. That the average age of those who had died was 79 in a state where the life expectancy is 78.5 years. And that 84.5% of the victims suffered from one to four comorbidities. But we'll call it coronavirus. And people who are dying at life expectancy or beyond, we will call it coronavirus. It's a tragedy when people die, but it's not unexpected, and it is not a higher risk. Folks, we really need your support, and this is the last day of our 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got many products that had been out of stock, and the way the economy has been racked by these unconstitutional executive orders, we're not really sure what the situation is going to be in the future for these health supplements. There's a lot of natural and very effective health supplements that we sell. Make sure you take advantage of them being in stock and on sale right now. Now that Ultimate Krill Oil is back in stock, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine are back in stock. They're also discounted 50% off. We have the 8-pack Power Stack is 70% off. VasoBeet, a natural vasodilator made out of concentrated beet juice, but it's very effective. 40% off. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. Bod Ease, anti-inflammation, turmeric, and many other natural ingredients, 40% off. Pollen Block, 50% off. As I've said before, the most effective thing my wife has ever found for her sinus congestion, and I've heard that from many, many people. All natural, Pollen Block, 50% off. And Storable Food is now available for order. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. We're not funded by big pharmaceutical companies, and I'm going to tell you why we're not funded by big pharmaceutical companies when we come back, because I'm going to go into the details in the next hour as to what's happening with this Operation Warp Speed to produce a vaccine for each and every one of us here in the United States in record time. No testing required, no efficacy required.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian, anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
have a email that was sent to me by a listener. If you want to send me confidential correspondence, you can do that at davidknightshow@protonmail.com. Protonmail is encrypted. And he sent me this story. Said, I have a sad tale. I'm a father of a six-year-old boy and an eight-year-old girl. Since the lockdown started, our neighborhood playground was off limits. For months, we rode our bicycles together past the playground, waiting for the day that it was going to be safe to use it again. Finally, after almost 3 months, our governor deemed it open. My kids and I went there to play on the swings, and my son was picking which swing to play on, and I turn around, and I don't see my eight-year-old daughter. She was standing at the playground entrance and would not enter, looking as if she was afraid or if she had stolen candy from a store or something. I knew immediately she was affected by this lockdown, and I had to stop this. I told her a story about George Washington, how our forefathers fought for us to be able to be free, and how he would have wanted us to play on this playground. She understood, but sorry to say, she still would not enter our neighborhood playground for fear that we would get in trouble with our police. This is a sad tale for a sad time in our quote-unquote free America. His eight-year-old girl, so afraid of authority, so afraid of disease that you can't see. You know, we've had our freedoms whisked away from us for terrorists that we don't see, for a fraud that we could see through. Three buildings allegedly hit by two planes in New York. All three of them collapse immediately into their footprint, essentially, even as the BBC is telling us that Building 7, the third building, which had not been hit, had already collapsed. We've had people who told us, hey, they said, pull it down. We've had the government lie to people in New York and say, it's safe, come on in, as the dust was there, and you have people who are still dying from that. The government said it was safe. You know, and we were fighting this invisible enemy. It was a cognitive dissonance there. We knew it wasn't true. And yet we were afraid. Just like this eight-year-old girl. There is a visceral quality to the psychological fear that has been produced. And this is why I say, even if these governors, even if President Trump were to say, all right, you know, Fauci, tell them they can come out. And can you imagine ever a situation where now, after Fauci, with Ebola, was telling them, don't be afraid, it's just, we're in charge here. You know, Clay Jenkins in Dallas saying the same thing with Ebola. But now it's like, you got to be very afraid here. You cannot come out. We will tell you, but not until there's some kind of a vaccine or something like that. So can you imagine him coming out and telling people, yeah, come on out, it's fine, come on out and play. It's fun. Live your life. Enjoy your liberty. Pursue happiness. No, no, no. He's never going to say that. And I don't think Trump is ever going to get him off of the stage. And the only way that this is going to end well for us is if we get somebody who is telling us the truth from the very beginning to come out and explain to us what's really going on and to remove this psychological gaslighting and fear. It's not enough to say, okay, you can come out and open up now, because we have to expose the fraud. We've got to say these people were wrong. They based this on perhaps the worst piece of simulation software we've ever seen. And we've seen some pretty bad stuff with climate change. They based it on a lie. They've continued to lie to us. They have changed the goalposts. They continue to lie in a second phase. These people are liars. There's nothing to fear except government itself. We need that. And if we don't get that, we're going to be like this young girl, afraid to live our lives, afraid of government, afraid of authority figures. Don't live your life in fear.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, D3. DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
For our radio affiliates, TV affiliates who don't carry the top of the hour segment, I was just talking about a email that I got from a listener saying when the governor finally removed the orders to let kids play in playgrounds, he took his 6-year-old boy and his 8-year-old daughter to the playground. The 8-year-old daughter was afraid to go in. Afraid to go in, afraid of the authorities, afraid of the invisible enemy. Actually, I heard a commercial about that today from Hospital Association. We're here to fight the invisible enemy. It's like, no, quite frankly, the enemy is not invisible. The government agenda is transparent. A small distinction in semantics, but a big difference. Transparent fraud is what we're talking about here. And I want to go back and, like I said, we need to start listening to the people who are right from the beginning. You know, we had Fauci and Birx who were whoring around this garbage coming out of the Imperial College of London, a computer program that the people in Edinburgh University said, what? This is garbage. We give it the same input and run it twice and we get different outputs. This is absolute garbage. And then we found out people looked at the code and they said, I've never seen anything like this. This is antiquated. This is Fortran. People stopped using that kind of stuff a half a century ago. Why are they still using it for a new model? I mean, unbelievable. And just a tangled mess of code. The reply from the Imperial College of London to the Edinburgh University was run it on a slower machine. I mean, that in and of itself is just like, it just blows my mind what is passing for science and expert authorities nowadays. Unbelievable. But here's a guy. I've talked about his, he's an epidemiologist, statistician, and he was opposing this from the very beginning. I think he's in Stanford University, Dr. Ioannidis. He says it's time to start opening up with science, not partisan politics. Let's play video clip number 3.
Study has essentially shown that this thing is as the case fatality rate is the same as seasonal flu. So shouldn't the major recommendation now be to open up as soon as possible? Maybe keep sheltering the vulnerable, but should we not be shouting from the rooftops that it is time to open up?
I think that it is time to open up in many locations, and the time is coming for others. I think that if we are careful in collecting information on how the epidemic is evolving to make sure and to offer confidence and self-confidence to all people in our community that we haven't lost control of the epidemic, because many people will still be very fearful. They will say, I don't want to go out. I don't want to do anything. People are still dying. If we do that, if we offer science, if we offer reliable data, if we offer reassurance that this thing is not going to kill you, it doesn't seem to have a higher chance of killing you than, seasonal flu for each person who is infected. Although we know that there are some people who have a much higher risk, and these, of course, we need to protect very, very carefully. I think if we put that agenda in place, we could open up, and I think it needs to be gradual. It needs to be reinvigorating confidence in the population that the right thing is being done, and it is to the benefit of our society and our citizens and all people. And then I think we will do well. We will have to watch it very closely, but if we don't do that, I don't really see an alternative.
Yeah, and at the same time, you have all the mainstream media, you have all of Washington egging on Trump. You know, scary summer, we're going to go over 250,000 deaths or whatever, right? That's what you see in the Drudge reports, what you hear. Wall Street Journal, Peggy Noonan is saying, if you're not panicking, you know, she said this a month ago, if you're not panicking, you don't understand the situation. Let me explain to you why you need to panic. No, we have to hear science. We have to hear math. We have to hear from political leaders. I'm not a big fan of FDR, but he got it right when he said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And it is this fear that is destroying our country, that is being hyped by the media. And the president doesn't seem to have the moral courage to stand against this. It's really sad. We got 600 doctors. Okay? You want to talk about experts? You know, how do we know whether something is true or not? Do we have, do we get a scale and we have the people like Fauci and Burks on one side of the scale? And then we have other people on the other side of the scale and, you know, we see who's heavier, you know? Or how many? Do we count heads? Is that how we do science? Is it a vote by people with degrees or titles or bureaucratic positions? Is that how you determine science? Or do you think for yourself? Do you think critically? Well, if you are impressed by credentials and by numbers, how about this? Over 600 doctors have signed a letter. And who had they signed the letter to? President Trump, asking him to end the nationwide shutdown. Now, when I say that President Trump shut down the country, I get a lot of Trump fanboys who tell me he didn't shut down the country. He just passed along what Fauci and Burks were telling him, his recommendations and guidelines. It was the governors who shut it down. And it's like, well, technically that's true, except that we all know that President Trump could end this with new recommendations and guidelines. He could end it with scientists who tell us the truth, who have always told us the truth. And we know that it is every one of these people are saying, look, I have orders from my local health department. I've got orders from my governor. I've got orders from the president and orders from the CDC. You've only really got one authority here, and that's the CDC. The president needs to stand up and say, I'm in charge here. Have the guts and the backbone to stand up and stand with the Constitution, President Trump, because these 600 doctors know that you are the one that is keeping this country shut down. You don't need to rush a vaccine on everybody. You need to rush the Constitution out. We need to have Operation Restore Constitution, not Operation Warp Speed Vaccines. So they urged President Trump, these 600 doctors signed a letter to urge President Trump to end the nationwide shutdown. They referred to orders issued by states keeping businesses closed as a, quote, mass casualty incident with devastating consequences. See, this is the other part of this. Trump and the Attorney General, who works for the Department of Justice, which is part of the executive branch, could take action to protect the civil liberties and to enforce the Constitution and to protect equal protection under the law and so forth, enforce all those clauses to protect our liberty and to establish, to reestablish the Constitution. And they're not doing it. The letter points out the negative consequences that doctors have observed since state governments started issuing their stay-at-home orders, including patients missing checkups with doctors. And you know, a lot of people are not even allowed to do cancer screening, right? Because we had to shut down the hospitals unless it was coronavirus. Only coronavirus can be treated. You think you got cancer? Sorry. Not important enough. We got this cold that's circulating around. And then nobody showed up. Increases in substance abuse, alcohol abuse, negative financial implications. This is a story from the Washington Examiner. Pastors are saying the same thing. I've interviewed multiple pastors. They say, look, we got drug abuse, we got pornography abuse, we've got suicidal attempts have gone up 309%. Suicides and actual attempts have gone up 309%. People are very sick. They're getting psychologically and physically sick from being locked in. They're getting physically sick from having these masks over their face where they can't breathe properly. They have insufficient oxygen hypoxia and hypercapnia where they have too much CO2. In medical terms, right, the doctors, the shutdown was a mass casualty incident. The millions of casualties of a continued shutdown will be hiding in plain sight, but they will be called alcoholism, homelessness, suicide, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure. In use, it'll be called financial instability, unemployment, despair, drug addiction, unplanned pregnancies, poverty, and abuse. The initial argument sounded reasonable, they said, but it was always unconstitutional. And as I said, whenever you sacrifice your liberty for the promise of security, you don't get either. And we haven't gotten either. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. InfoWarsStore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As we're listening to Valdez in the country, I don't think Valdez could get to the country now. He'd probably be arrested because he's, even though he's out in the country by himself, he's not following orders. Call 911. He's not, Valdez is out here. He's not following orders. We look at the Virginia Supreme Court, and they have now sided with the dictator, Ralph Northam, dictator coon man. You know, and again, when we look at these mask laws and everything else, you know, there's all these laws throughout the South, anti-masking laws, because they didn't want people to wear Ku Klux Klan masks like Ralph Northam did. And I don't know. Was he in the Ku Klux Klan outfit, or was he wearing the blackface? Was he the lynchy or the lyncher? I don't know. But this guy has removed the linchpin of our liberties, the Constitution, Ralph Northam, in many different ways. As I said, you want to know what's going to happen in your state? Well, just take a look at how these Democrat governors and Republican governors have responded to President Trump's recommendations and guidelines for red flag gun laws and lockdowns. And that'll give you an idea how they're going to respond to President Trump's program when he provides them with 300 million vaccines delivered by the military, rushed without any testing for safety or efficacy. So that'll give you a clue. So in Virginia, Ralph Northam's executive order shut down several industries during the COVID-19 pandemic will stay in effect after the Virginia Supreme Court denied a petition to overturn a lower court ruling that upheld the legality of the order. This is a lawsuit filed by Merrill Hall, who owns 9 facilities affiliated with Gold's Gym. Again, gyms are not necessary, right? You can't get your hair cut and you can't work out because we want you sitting there in front of a computer monitor in the dark where you can't get any vitamin D sunlight. Lock people up so that they can get completely have psychological issues as well as financial issues as well as physical issues. That's the whole point. Hall, who owns 9 facilities affiliated with Gold's Gym, argued that the Virginia Code does not allow the governor to impose criminal penalties through an executive order unless a state of emergency has been declared. That's what it says. But see, we don't care what it says. This is why for the longest time I'd end my program with, we must end judicial supremacy. See, when you have people like Alan Dershowitz say, well, yeah, we can, the government can drag you down and stick a needle in your arm, and I support that, and I'd argue that at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's already said they can do that. And I think we ought to do that as soon as possible. I'd applaud that. And what does he do? He talks about Supreme Court decisions. He doesn't talk about the Constitution. You notice that? You notice the bait and switch? Yeah, let's talk about what a Supreme Court decision said. Well, let's talk about how the Supreme Court said you could drag black people who had escaped slavery. You could drag them back to the slave masters. That's called Dred Scott. Let's talk about how the Supreme Court once upon a time said that there was no First Amendment protection for movies because some guy made a movie called The Spirit of 76, and Woodrow Wilson wanted to goad us into an unnecessary World War I on the side of the British. So they threw him into jail. Gave him a big fine, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, there's no First Amendment protection for film, and that stood until the 1950s. And then another Supreme Court decision reversed that decision. Or we can talk about how the Supreme Court decision took it upon themselves to define when life begins, or what marriage is, or all these other things. See, the Supreme Court is nothing but a bunch of tyrants, and now this has been, they've been allowed to do this. Because as we've now seen, we got a lot of emperors who have no clothes and a lot of executive offices, governors, presidents, mayors, public health officials. They are naked tyrants. Yeah, there they are. They're wearing their masks, but they're not social distancing. That's the the Nazgul. There you go. There he is. A lower court ruled that the order was within the governor's authority during a public health crisis. And they said that Hall's rights do not outweigh the public's right to be free from getting COVID-19. You understand the insanity? Let's think about this. An individual's rights do not trump the rights of the collective. Except what is the collective? The collective is a group of individuals. So if an individual doesn't have any rights, this is why we're talking about individual rights. If an individual doesn't have any rights, then what does it mean to talk about collective rights? It means nothing. It is simply a beard, a distraction, a tactic for these people to exercise their will over you. Oh, I'm protecting the group by destroying each and every one of you as individuals, right? So the collective is all, it's a collection of individuals, but none of those individuals have any rights, so how can the collective have any rights? Nobody has any rights except the person who is dictating everything to you from the top. And guess what? They're going to have all power, all money, all authority. Now, that's what a dictatorship is. And this is why we focus on individual rights and why these individual rights are being overturned by courts in Virginia and the Supreme Court who pay no attention to the actual law. The law says you can't do anything like this unless you declare a state of emergency. Declare the state of emergency. Governor? No, he doesn't want to do that, right? Mr. Hall chose the limited legal route of seeking a temporary injunction so he could remain in business, wrote his lawyers, to maintain jobs for his employees, to serve his membership. The three-judge panel, say three-judge panel, did not address the limits of the governor's power under the Virginia Constitution and the Virginia law, because we are not governed by law and constitution. We're governed by three political appointees and a dictator governor in Virginia, as we are in other places. Going back to this letter from these doctors, talking about, you know, it's going to be the casualties, the mass casualties. 600 doctors write a letter to President Trump saying, stop the lockdown. Stop your lockdown, President Trump. The buck stops with you. And you can stop the lockdown. It's your responsibility. You are responsible for this. This isn't the globalists doing this to us. Yeah, they're behind this. This is their agenda. But their globalist agenda is being implemented by President Trump, and he can stop it if he wants to. And the longer this goes on, we're on day 66 now, the more apparent it becomes that we have been lied to and betrayed by President Trump. They said in terms of this, it's a mass casualty. It'll look like alcoholism, homelessness, suicide, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure. Youths will have financial instability, unemployment, despair, drug addiction, unplanned pregnancies, poverty, abuse. The very initial argument, which sounded reasonable 3 months ago, is that in order to limit the overwhelmed patient flux into hospitals that would prevent adequate care, we needed to spread out the infections, thus the deaths in specific locales. What we've seen now over the last 3 months is that no city, none, zero, outside of New York has even been significantly stressed. And I would say not even New York. They didn't need the extra facilities. They were stressed just like they were stressed in 2017. We'll be right back.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up. and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. I'm cutting this ad on May 10th, 2020. And within a week or so, many of the best-selling items that we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com will no longer be at 50% off. In fact, last year I said I can't do 50% off anymore because our markup just isn't enough for us to be able to get enough profit to operate this operation. But I want you to get the ultimate krill oil. I want you to get Vaso Beads. I want you to get DNA Force Plus. I want you to experience X2. I want you to get Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus. They're all in stock right now, and they're 30 to 60% off. More than 20 items are 50% off right now, but we're going to have to end the sale on most items in about a week because a lot of the products are getting close to selling out, like Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vaso Beats. So take action, be healthier, boost your body's natural defenses, and fund the InfoWar. Getting these great products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The rule of law, the Constitution, and individual liberty eradicated. What's it been replaced with? It's been replaced with central planning, with socialism. Right? Let's take a look at this. We now have, the back and forth that's been going on. Pelosi's $3 trillion stimulus plan, because, you know, the $1.5 trillion was enough, so let's double it. And, 10 weeks or so? And part of that is to give illegal aliens in America $1,200 stimulus checks. So we have some pushback. We have Tom Cotton has introduced a bill to say we're not going to give any money to any states that, like California, for example, that are actively advertising, prove to us that you're illegal and we'll cut you a check right there on the spot. But if you really think that they're going to stop this, let's go back and take a look at how this began, and we'll take a look at what happened with Planned Parenthood, for example. But before we get into that, let's take a look at the universal basic income aspect of this. Restaurant says, my employees don't want to come back to work. Said they're getting an additional $600 weekly payment for the unemployed, and it's given millions of Americans their first real taste of socialism and of corruption and of wealth and jobs and income being taken away so they can be made dependents on government. The owner there said they don't want to come back to work. I don't really want a restaurant full of unhappy employees. They don't want to because it's less money. So I'm not angry with them or upset. I understand. Why would you want to come back and actually work and make half as much? or maybe two-thirds as much money. And you also have to work. If you can get paid the same amount, just stay home. Right? Just stay home. As Babylon Bee puts it, in a satire, I mean, it's hard. I say this every day. It's hard to tell the difference between reality today and satire. Socialism victory, workers no longer being exploited thanks to high unemployment. Capitalism is all about exploiting workers. They say they give the attribute of that to AOC. She didn't say it, but of course she would. But now there's like nobody working, so they can't exploit anybody. Take that, billionaires. And they write, of course, this was about a week ago, over 20 million people in April alone. No, that's the cumulative total is now over 40 million people out of work. Stopped being mistreated by capitalists and the evil capitalist creation called a job. I want more billions, said one billionaire, but I can't make more billions without workers. As the capitalist engine of having people work grinds to a halt, billionaires should be hit even harder. Some of them plummeting from being billionaires to just being multimillionaires as millions and millions of Americans go unemployed. But no, the reality is, as I pointed out, you know, you take a look at what's happening with Bezos, take a look at what's happening with the big box retailers who are allowed to stay open while they close the mom and pops left and right. They're getting richer. Target's sales doubled just online. And of course, they were essential, so they were allowed to stay open. Essential because they partner with government. They'll do anything the government wants them to do, including playing games with transgender bathrooms. So they're allowed to stay open. They are essential. And so where's what the White House and all this? Well, they say they'd like to see a new round of stimulus checks because we're not going to enforce the Constitution. We can't return to the Constitution. No, no, no. We have to get a vaccine quickly so we can open people up and the economy can keep going and President Trump can get reelected, but forget about the Constitution. So let's get that stimulus out there. Well, how did that work? All right. We've got Pier 1 is going to go out of business and close all 540 stores. And yet what it's working for is working for the government, isn't it? LA Times, free money. Amid the coronavirus, a monthly paycheck from the feds doesn't seem crazy. See? We always said it was crazy. We always said, are you kidding me? But no, no, it's now the conventional wisdom, and it's bipartisan. Bipartisan support for the coronavirus stimulus checks show just how quickly attitudes have evolved, says the LA Times. It's not just President Trump, the Republicans as well. They've doubled down on this agenda from the most radical airheads of the Democrat Party, people like Andrew Yang and AOC. And now this is mainstream Republican wisdom. In just 10 weeks. They said this is the LA Times. The notion of the federal government handing out free money used to be a liberal dream and a conservative nightmare. No more. No more. Because Trump has accepted the Faucian bargain. Governments are experimenting with giving money directly to Americans with no strings attached. In LA, thousands have been handed Angelino cards. No-fee debit cards loaded with anywhere from $700 to $1,500. And they talk about how Andrew Yang proposed universal basic income with the U.S. providing only $1,000 every month. Yang described the recent cash infusions as 10 years' worth of change in just 10 weeks. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you for imposing on us the UN Agenda 2030 that is supported by your fellow technocrat billionaires. They knew that they had to have a way. The talk has been amongst all these people, Bloomberg and the rest of them. You know, we've had the agrarian society that was replaced by the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution, now we're working, said Bloomberg. You know, he's criticized for having a condescending attitude towards farmers, towards industrial workers and so forth. And he does. He does. No doubt about it. He said, we are now working to replace them. We're the smart people, and we're working to replace them. We just have to figure out how we're going to keep them from grabbing the guillotines and killing us. And that was his word, the guillotines to kill us. And the way to do that was to keep them fat and happy. Let the slaves come along, and we'll let them pick out some pork out of the barrel, right? Pork barrel projects. It's called universal basic income. And this has always been the design. This is why all the billionaires, Elon Musk and all the Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, were giving so much money to Andrew Yang. They want this to happen because they don't want you to have a job. They want to have all the money. They want to have all the control. They don't want there to be any upward mobility, because if you move up the ladder, you might move up above them, and they don't want that. They want to stay on top. And so we've had all of this talk about how by 2030, South Korea was saying, we're going to have 70% unemployment with doctors and lawyers. This is not just the people at the bottom rung of the ladder. This is doctors and lawyers are talking about having 70% unemployment by 2030. Now, how do they make that happen? How do you get rid of doctors? How do you get rid of nurses? Well, bingo, we got the coronavirus. Now everybody is afraid to be seen by a doctor in person. And so now you got these same technocrats. Bill Gates, and you got Bloomberg, and you got Eric Schmidt, and they're on the committee to make sure that we have telehealth and teleeducation and tele this and tele that. Everybody wants the robots now to replace human workers. Now you've got the proletariat, in their terms, begging the technocratic elite masters to please get rid of the human workers so we don't have to deal with humans. I don't want humans touching my food in a restaurant. I don't want them even delivering the food to me. I want robots doing all of that. I don't want to have any face-to-face contact with anybody. I don't need all these doctors. Just do the, keep them on a monitor. And then you can monitor me. Isn't it interesting? They call it a monitor. A little bit of revelation as to what's going on. Little did you realize that the monitor, who the monitor was monitoring. So this is where we are. They've got everybody begging for this. And part of that was to keep us dependent on government. Millions of Americans have already got that $1,200 stimulus check in their bank account. They felt this sense of relief and security, said Andrew Yang. We're going to remember this feeling. And I think universal basic income is going to become a huge part of the solutions we implement. Not just to get through this crisis, but also to help rebuild our economy. Thank you, President Trump, for establishing universal basic income, one of the most radical ideas of the leftist Marxists. You've made that established.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states. Every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
They got a new game in town. Papa's got a brand new bag. That's right. It's called Lockdown. We're playing the Lockdown. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. But you do collect thousands of dollars from the government. Maybe. Some people have gotten it. Some people haven't. And so when we look at this new control, understand that when we talk about taxes, what does it mean when a government that doesn't care about the annual deficit or the cumulative debt says we got to have taxes? What does that mean? I mean, why would you even bother to tax people? Simply because you want control over their life, because you want to eliminate any of their financial choices, any of their disposable income. That's why they have taxes. It isn't any kind of fiscal responsibility. That no longer exists. That ship sailed a long time ago. A bipartisan effort to no longer care about that. You know, when Democrats are in power, Obama's in power, the Republicans will go, tisk, tisk, tisk. Look at this. We added $1 trillion to the deficit under Obama, and it's accelerating and so forth. And it was. And they should have complained about it. But then when President Trump gets in and they add $1 trillion, there's only a few people out there that are saying, wait a minute. We shouldn't be doing that. That's irresponsible. They say, shut up. It's President Trump. It's a Republican. You don't criticize him, right? And so that's basically Washington did not criticize that. There's just a few voices here and there in Washington, some isolated people who said, this is insane. We can't keep doing this. Not too many people talked about the trillions of dollars that were being dumped into an obscure side market of speculation and hedge funds called the repo market. You know, one day they dump in $100 billion, the equivalent to the gross domestic product, the annual gross domestic product of Puerto Rico. One day, here, have some cash. A few days later, they dump in $500 billion, equivalent to the annual gross domestic product of Switzerland, the 20th largest economy in the country, in the world. They just dump that into that one little market for these hedge fund guys. Oh, let's do that. And then the beginning of the year, everybody was saying, wait a minute, we're over $1 trillion. We're accumulating, the annual deficits accumulating at a faster rate than it did under Obama. Don't say anything. It's Trump. Now, where are we? Well, $1.5 trillion and with the coronavirus, more than we typically would an entire year. Now we're talking about another $3 trillion and there is no end in sight. Right? And what do we get for all this? Take a look at what's happening in the grocery store. I mean, here at the office, we go days where maybe we don't have cream for the coffee because the guy that picks it up, they limit me. I can't buy that many different creams at a time. I can't make that many different trips, or we run out of paper towels or whatever. You go to the grocery store, you can't find meat. We're turning into Venezuela. And Trump is tweeting, and allowing Fauci and the CDC, Burks, to run us into that hole. A good example of this, thousands of pigs rot in compost as the U.S. faces a meat shortage. And talked about this Bloomberg story. Perhaps there is no more dramatic an example of the destruction plaguing America's food supply chain than this. Thousands of pigs rotting on compost heaps as the grocery stores run out of meat. America has become Venezuela. Why? Because of central planning. Socialism, Marxism, totalitarianism, whatever you want to call it, is central planning. Just by going in and saying restaurants can't open up, what do? You bust the supply chain. You start driving farmers out of business, and all of a sudden there's no meat on the shelves at the grocery stores, and it's being rationed in America instantaneously. This is all being done by government fiat out of Washington. Never thought I would live to see the day. Never thought I would see a Republican president. Never thought I would see Trump doing this, but he's doing it. He's behind it. He owns this. He's allowing this to continue. And then while this is happening and we can't get pork, we're killing the pork and putting it on the compost, but it's not in the grocery store shelves. Now you've got the Democrats pushing pork for Planned Parenthood. Yeah, that kind of pork. That's the only pork we got left. The real pork, the kind you can eat, is gone. But the pork that they hand out as favors to their friends, oh, that's alive and well. Do you remember back March 23rd when they were talking about the first wave, the one that was only $1.5 trillion? Now we're talking about $3 trillion, and Nancy Pelosi wants to give it to illegal aliens and so forth. Well, the first round, the hang-up on putting it out, again, the Republicans don't care anything about the deficit. And as I've said this many times, you know, they're going to embrace not just Keynesian economics. They're going to embrace the modern monetary theory, magic money. We don't ever have to worry about this, any of it. So I said, so why are we still taxing people? And again, it's just because of control. But, you know, they have all the control that they want now of our lives, and they're running us into the ground. But back in March 23rd, the fight at that point in time was, we don't want Planned Parenthood to get the small business funds. We want to earmark this, said the Republicans, for small businesses. Democrat aides said the small business provision was drafted to exclude nonprofits who receive Medicaid from being eligible for the Small Business Administration assistance offered under the bill. According to that Democrat aide, that would impact Planned Parenthood, but also community health centers, rape crisis centers, disability service providers, and so forth, because that's what they pretend Planned Parenthood is. They said at the time, Pelosi attempted to ensure that the Hyde Amendment loophole was included in an earlier coronavirus economic stimulus proposal, reported the Wall Street Journal. So they tried to get around the Hyde Amendment, which says that you cannot use money to fund spending bills, taxpayer money will not be used to fund abortion. So she tried to get around the Hyde Amendment so she could get money to Planned Parenthood. Then they're complaining that Planned Parenthood can't participate in the small business loan program. And so lo and behold, Republicans said, we've shut that down. They're not going to get that money, right? And now what do we find? Well, they did. They got $80 million, Planned Parenthood did, from the Small Business Association. And now they're being asked to give it back. We got small businesses across the country. I've spent the first hour talking about that. Being shut down, they can't get any money. The guy who had the mom and pop store that had a music business, he said, my neighbors are allowed to open. They're barely surviving, but they're allowed to open. I can't even open my doors here in Michigan, and I can't get any money. Oh, maybe he should start doing abortions. because Planned Parenthood got $80 million. The largest of the loans was to Planned Parenthood, the California counties of Orange and San Bernardino. They got $7.5 million. The average Planned Parenthood loan was $118,000. And they say, well, we need to get that money back. So this is how this is rolling out. They got the money anyway. And let me tell you something. The illegal aliens are going to get the money anyway. They had this big fight. They delayed it because they said, we don't want the small business funds to go to Planned Parenthood. Well, guess what? The small business funds went to big hotel chains, went to big businesses who came up with the prevarication that, well, we don't have more than 500 employees at that particular location. Oh, so that particular location can get cash showered down on it, right? And so Wall Street swept in. You got the big hedge funds said, we don't have that many employees. So give us some cash. They swooped in. They got all the money. And the mom and pop Main Street retailers got screwed. And you're going to continue to get screwed. Because, folks, we have turned over our free market economy to a government-run universal basic income Marxist socialist system that was designed to eviscerate the middle class. This isn't a malfunction of the CARES Act. The CARES Act that gave money to Planned Parenthood because they provide health care, don't they? Yeah. All of these in-your-face lies. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do, to pay off the friends of the Republicans and the Democrat establishment and to eviscerate the middle class. Jamestown Hospital got $121,000 in COVID-19 relief money, but it's been closed for over a year. So who did that money go to? Well, I don't know. Maybe we should ask Ralph Northam. Maybe he knows where it went. Folks, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have, this is the last day, I think, of the big sale, 30 to 60% off. I mentioned Pollen Block earlier. That's sold out. My wife is going to be very upset. I hope we got a supply of that. There's other products that are going to be selling out soon. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is going to be selling out soon. Bod Ease, which is now 40% off, is about to sell out. So is X3 Tri-Iodine, the 2-ounce bottle, 60% off. That's about to sell out. And our Ultra 12 Vitamin B12, 40% off. That is also about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all. We have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Thank you.
defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, coming up in this next hour, we're going to be talking about vaccines. What are they? What are these new types of vaccines? The messenger RNA that is being used by Moderna. And, of course, there are other companies that are also rushing to the forefront to grab the cash. Same way that Planned Parenthood ran in and got $80 million of, it's hard, you know, I mean, million, billion, trillion, who cares anymore, right? And it's all just funny money. It really is. It really is. So why are they bothering to tax us? It's simply about control. It's about limiting your choices. But now they've got something much, much better. It's a lockdown. And the next step of this, of course, is going to be the tracking and tracing. They're still padding the numbers in terms of, the people that they, you know, presuming that people died with COVID-19. And then if you can presume that they died with COVID-19 without testing them for COVID-19, then you can say that they died from COVID-19. It was the underlying problem, even though they might have, as they point out in Pennsylvania, anywhere from 1 to 4 comorbidities that could have killed them, even though the average age was 78.5 and the average life expectancy in Pennsylvania was 79. And even though I think it was 68% of the deaths happened in nursing homes and similar facilities like that, where the people were not only old, but they were in ill health. So let's lock down the entire country and let's eviscerate the middle class. I had another listener send me a tip, davidknightshow.com, davidknightshow@protonemail.com, davidknightshow@protonemail.com. I have a tip from my mom who works for the mayor's office here in Houston, and the deaths that have been reported do not take into account the date they died or the date they were tested. Just another way they're misleading us about the numbers. Exactly right. Exactly right. And then you have what is reported, however, are the people on the other side who say, well, I'm accusing the state of undercounting these numbers. But isn't it interesting that you never see the mainstream media or Drudge Report talking about the people who accuse them of overstating the numbers? And the bottom line is, I don't believe any of these numbers. I haven't believed the CDC's flu numbers. Never have. Done programs on it in the past. I've had a lot of interviews where people said, look at this, they're just assuming that people have the flu. They're not doing test cases. Well, nothing new. They just make assumptions about this. The number of cases, whether or not people died from the disease, it's all just assumed by them. They make it up. And now they're making it up to shut us down. The next step, of course, is to go in and to test you to see if you're positive for COVID-19. And if you test positive, guess what? You're going to end up in a police database. And maybe worse. You may not just be locked at home. You may be locked up in the temporary detention facilities that they're rapidly building across the country as well. Matt Shea pointed that out last week. David Hodges pointed that out as well. And we'll be talking to him, I think, tomorrow. But this article from the Ron Paul Institute, Adam Dick, writes, more than 11 million people have been tested in the U.S. for COVID-19, all with the assurance that their private medical information would remain protected and undisclosed. Yet, public officials in at least 2/3 of the states are sharing the addresses of people who have tested positive with first responders, from police officers to firefighters to EMTs. An Associated Press review found that at least 10 of those states also share the patient's names. What a surprise. You mean, really? All of this stuff about it being anonymous and, you know, Apple and Google are going to be doing this, but don't worry, it's anonymous and this is how you opt in and it's for your own protection. We'll let you know if you've been in contact with some other anonymous person. Saw somebody on Twitter say, yeah, I've been trying to explain this to my friend. She went to get a test, she tested positive, and now she's under quarantine restriction and being followed around by the police, and now she understands what this is about. You better understand what this is about as well. Because after this comes the mandatory vaccines.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020.
You will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Let's talk about something positive. I think a unintended positive consequence of this pandemic has been what has happened with homeschooling. Not everybody likes it. But a lot of people who never would have had the courage to try it, had it forced upon them, and a lot of them decided that they did like it. And it is worrying the establishment, so much so that you have the Harvard professor, we reported this, came out with some very hateful assumptions and misrepresentations of what's going on in families. You can tell that what she really hates isn't so much homeschooling. She hates the home. She hates parents. She hates families. And I talked about that. A lot of people did. And then she doubled down on it. She did another follow-up interview at Harvard. And, you know, it's so funny to see the influence of Harvard, the negative influence of Harvard. How many of these people who are destroying our country are channeled through Harvard? It's just amazing to see it. From Dershowitz to Moncef Slaoui, the vaccines are, I mean, it almost... Pretty much everybody can say, well, you know, what did he do at Harvard? They all go through there. And so when we look at this, as Mises Institute points out, people are starting to find out that government schools are not essential. Yeah, Harvey, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, exactly. Public schooling isn't essential is what people are starting to learn. They're doing the unthinkable. They're being forced to experiment with homeschooling. They say as times of uncertainty, people have demonstrated a willingness to experiment and try different methods without the approval of central planners. And we need to start doing that in a lot of areas, but this has been forced upon a lot of people. When people start experimenting outside the educational norms, the ivory tower elites, like this woman at Harvard, feel obliged to nudge their disobedient subjects back into the government school plantation. Elizabeth Bartlett is a good example, is the one that we're talking about here. She invoked some of the most egregious forms of newspeak by suggesting that homeschooling is, quote, essentially authoritarian control over children from ages 0 to 18. And therefore, homeschooling is dangerous. As Mises points out, let's focus on her assumption. Or assertion, rather, that homeschooling is authoritarian. It doesn't even pass the laugh test. Parents voluntarily making educational arrangements that are in the best interest of their children is the polar opposite of authoritarianism. The decisions, and this is what I've said all along, and, you know, both my wife and I went through a government school system. My wife taught in it. She has a master's degree in education. And those are the reasons why we wanted to get our kids out, never put them in the schools. Just had my daughter graduate this year from homeschooling. So three kids, never put them in home in government schools. Why? Because we felt that we knew better than strangers that we don't know, right? We have the best interest of our kids at heart. And that is typically the case with parents. And we should assume that parents do have the best interest. We should never assume that a stranger that doesn't know them has their interests at heart better than the parents who love them. And that's where these decisions ought to be made. I want to play for you a clip, a video clip number four, guys. Get that ready. This is a black mom homeschooling who directly takes on these criticisms of this Harvard professor. You guys got that clip ready? Let's play video clip number four.
People who are interested in their children's education. And so she insinuates a bunch of things in her article about how homeschoolers don't, like, some of the, in some states, they're only required to have a high school education or whatever. Like, so what? I don't understand what that has to do with anything. I have multiple degrees, master's degree. I have multiple undergraduate degrees. So what? Most of the stuff that I'm doing and teaching my children, it is not stuff that I learned in school. And I find it highly offensive that she would argue that if you only have a high school education, you are somehow not worthy of educating a kindergartner. It's ridiculous and offensive. And I could go through a whole bunch of other stuff that she said, but the purpose of this video was to focus out. And as a black mother, homeschooling mother, I do not want people who may be on the fence about which way they feel about this. Homeschooling should be legal. Homeschooling should not be legal. I don't want them to read Elizabeth Barthelet's article or her interview or her words and be like, well, I don't want to side with the white racists, so I guess I agree with her. Homeschooling must be bad. No, I want you to hear from me, okay? Not someone who's talking about how they're going to help my children, but from me, the children's mother. Homeschooling is beautiful and wonderful and necessary for black children, okay? It is not safe for many of us to send our children to school. So I have four kids. Two of them are boys. I'm not sending my black boys to school. If anyone doesn't understand that, I feel like you either really don't have a grasp on what it's like for us, or you just haven't taken the time to learn. But if this is new information for you, take a moment, sit with it, be shocked. But we don't consider school a safe place for our boys, our kids at all, but especially our black boys. And having someone stand there with a platform and tell other people dangling in front of them, we shouldn't allow homeschooling because there are some bad white people and they're teaching their kids not to like black people. And if they sent their kids to school, the beautiful, wonderful public education system in America would teach those racists, white children, to love black people.
Yeah, they might teach you to love drag queen story time hour, various other things, psychological issues. Look, it's physical safety, psychological safety. As Catholic News Agency points out, a lot of data contradicts the assumptions of this Harvard professor. Several past studies have shown that homeschool students typically outperform their public and private school counterparts on things like standardized tests and college performance. But then there's other things. 64% of homeschoolers completely agree that they have much in life to be thankful for, compared to 53% of public schoolers. On feelings of helplessness or lack of goals or direction in life, they're not substantially different from their public school counterparts. They said about 57% of homeschoolers using some form of instruction outside of the family. They get actually more socialization than anybody's getting right now under this lockdown. But she was saying what the problem that she had was really a problem with the family. It was a problem with having parents. She said children are simply not learning basic academic skills. Well, that's not true. I just told you that. Just take a look at the literacy rates in places like New York City, Washington, D.C., where they spend the most per capita on students. And they have illiteracy rates that are in the high 90%, and numeracy rates that are up there as well. So they're not doing a very good job. And this is what you need to understand as a parent. You can't possibly do any worse than the schools when it comes to academics. You can protect your children. You can give them a moral foundation. You can provide a loving environment for them. You can have them bonded to their siblings rather than their schoolmates. and being very rigidly segregated by age. You can have them bonded to you as parents rather than to teachers or to institutions. That's really what they bond your kids to. And that's the important thing. They want to eradicate the institution of the family and substitute the government. This goes back to Plato's Republic. And you have to also understand that you have the freedom to unschool your kids. You can do this very informally. You don't have to follow a rigid curriculum. That's what we did. We unschooled our kids. I'd say they're homeschooled, but they were really unschooled. It's about lighting a fire. It's not about filling a bucket. You want to get them interested in learning, in thinking critically, especially about what the government is telling them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
President Trump loves us so much, he's got a plan to kill us. 300 million vaccine doses by the end of the year. We're going to rush this out. We don't have time to wait. As the Pfizer chief executive, Albert Bourla, pointed out, he said, we started talking about our COVID-19 vaccine. Why do they have to have a vaccine? Well, because if they come up with a treatment, they could have some legal liability if they do harm. But if they've got a vaccine, they don't have to worry about that. It's just profit time. I said, well, we have to make this available lightning fast, he told his team. They said, well, it's going to take some time. We're going to have to do some tests. He said, that's not good enough. He said, think about this. Think about the fact that you've got an open checkbook. President Trump's given them an open checkbook. You don't need to worry about such things like testing. We'll do things in parallel, not sequential. You know, we're not going to do animal testing and then controlled experiments and then long-term experiments. They never do that with vaccines anyway. They never do any long-term experiments. Not going to worry about the efficacy of any of this stuff. We're going to do this all in parallel. Or just wave it off and not do it at all, right? Think about the fact that you need to build manufacturing of the vaccine before you know what's working. If it doesn't, let me worry about it. And then we'll write it off, and then we'll throw it out. We got a moonshot goal here. We got to have millions of doses of vaccines in the hands of vulnerable population before the end of the year. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that stuff, right? Good, fast, cheap. You know, best case scenario, you can pick two of those. But in this particular case, we don't have to worry about whether or not it's good. It doesn't have to be safe or effective. Forget about good. Just start manufacturing it. Now, we don't have to worry about if it's cheap or not because we got an open checkbook. Just do it fast, lightning fast, Operation Warp Speed. This guy is a Greek veterinarian who worked his way up the Pfizer corporate ladder for 25 years before coming CEO. So we got a Greek veterinarian who's out there and he's going to treat you like lab rats if he gets his way. Moderna, well, who's that guy? Oh, that's a Muslim from Casablanca, and he's gone to the White House now. That other Casablanca, you know, he's got an MBA from Harvard. Oh, yeah, well, Harvard. Okay, I kind of understand. He can run our lives then because he's from Harvard. And then we've got AstraZeneca. They're also working on this. You know, I did a lot of talked a lot about what was going on with the Moderna, and I do want to get back to that because the vaccine czar is from Moderna, and I think it's important for us to take a look at what kind of corporate culture he's coming from and what kind of a pump-and-dump scam they just pulled on the stock market this week. We've got Gerald Celente joining us in the next segment. But the U.S. has secured 300 million doses of potential AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. That's about a third of the 1 billion possible vaccine doses, and they have pledged up to $1.2 billion. In other words, these guys are going to make $4 for every shot. They don't have to worry about whether it's effective or whether it injures you because they've got protection because it's a vaccine. Again, any kind of a treatment to help people who already have COVID-19, anything that might repair damage done by COVID-19, like a stem cell treatment, forget about that. You know, we had a case where you had a scientist in with a grant from an American company in Wuhan. He had 9 elderly people on death's door. He gave them stem cell treatment taken from discarded umbilical cords. No babies were killed. And all 9 of those nearly dead patients recovered, survived, and it repaired any and all damage to their lungs. But let's not talk about that, because that's not the business model. The big pharmaceutical companies are looking at 2 things. Number one, I've talked about and shown you the admission from Goldman Sachs. It was actually a warning that was put out. I think it was the Bloomberg Press put it out. Goldman talked to the pharmaceutical companies and said, look, we have this, and I forget what the disease was. I forget what the drug was, but it was one pharmaceutical company. They had made $12 billion. They came up with a cure for a particular condition, and it was a contagious disease. And they said, all right, they made $12 billion in the first year. That's good. Next year, they were down to like $1 billion, and then their revenue went to zero because they wiped it out. That's not our business model, said Goldman Sachs. Don't do that again. Don't do that. What we want from you is we want treatments for chronic diseases. So we want to not cure the disease. We want it to be chronic. We want it to continue forever. So that's a continual income stream. And it's even better if you've got something like vaccines that create chronic diseases that go on forever, especially because you don't have any liability for creating those chronic diseases because it comes from a vaccine, right? That's the business model. Do you understand what these people are doing to you? That is the immediate business model for these people. Now, you've got people like Bill Gates who have a eugenics agenda, a depopulation agenda that's completely satanic. But for most of these people are just operating under the premises that they'd like to become billionaires. And they will kill Art Acevedo was, used to be the police chief here in Austin. I saw a video clip of him and he was really distraught. Some elderly 80-year-old woman was attacked by a guy living on the street, knifed her to death and then went through her purse and all this kind of stuff. He goes, this guy's just a monster. It's just satanic. He said, this is demonic that somebody would do something like this just for the change in their purse. Let me tell you something. There are people out there that will kill you for the change in your purse. And there are people out there who will kill you to become billionaires. And they'll do it from that standpoint. That's demonic and satanic right there. And then there's people that are at a whole nother level, like Bill Gates. And he wants to kill people just because he wants to erase the population. You know, for the longest time, these radical environmentalists have talked about Mother Earth, Gaia, and the human population as a virus that's going to kill the Earth. So we've got to eradicate that virus, the human population. And how do they do that? Well, they've got viruses to do that as well. I can't believe I'm out of time already. I want to play for you short clip of President Trump because he's the one who could stop this. But unfortunately, he has turned from a skeptic and critic of vaccines into not only a cheerleader, but an investor in vaccines, investing your taxpayer money in this. Let's run that clip, video clip 10.
A 2-year-old child went for the vaccination. The child was fine. A month later, the parent was up in arms, didn't know what was going on because the baby had just lost it.
What I don't like seeing is a 20-pound little baby going in and having this one massive inoculation with all of these things combined. I'd like it spread over because, look, our autism rate is at a level that it's never been. Nobody's ever, you know, in the old days, you didn't even hear about autism. And now it's at a level that's so high.
I am totally in favor of vaccines, but I want smaller doses over a longer period of time. Because you take a baby in, and I've seen it, and I had my children taken care of over a long period of time.
They have to get the shot. The vaccinations are so important. This is really going around now. They have to get their shot.
3-4 weeks ago, I was sitting down. I said, what do we lose with the regular flu? They said, about 27,000 minimum, goes up to 70, sometimes even 80. 1 year, went up to 100.
Isn't it amazing what the access to power can do to somebody? First Boromir, now President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. He was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me anytime you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. I'm talking to all you pawns out there who have been captured by the kings and queens of this country. Remember, the goal is to capture all you want, not to be captured. And you better take back your freedom now. It's being rapidly taken away from you. This is a new normal that they want you to get accustomed to. Do not accept it. Do not comply. And we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente here in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products and sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. We have, as I pointed out, I was talking about Pollen Block earlier in the program. It is now, unfortunately, sold out. We have some other products that are going to be selling out soon because we've put them on big discount, 30 to 60% off our best sell so far in 2020. It's going to be a while before we have these deep of discounts again. Some of the products that are going to be selling out soon, and again, under this messed up supply system that we have here, we're not really sure what our availability is going to be. I mean, we're having difficulty here at the office getting cream for the coffee and paper towels. So I'm not sure about some of these health supplements, if we're going to be able to get them or not. We can take orders for storable food right now. We're going to soon be running out of vitamin mineral fusion drink mix and Bod-Ease. Bod-Ease, however, is still 40% off. X3 triiodine is now 60% off. We're going to be running out of that soon. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula, that's going to be out soon. That's 40% off. And we have a lot of other products. We have the 8-pack power stack that is 70% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. We have Vasobeat, which is a concentrated beet juice, and it acts naturally as a vasodilator. VasoBeet is 40% off many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that are there. Many of them are rapidly selling out. And again, just like meat at your local grocery store, we don't know what's going to happen in the new United States of Venezuela under the central control of Fauci and President Trump. We're not really sure what's going to be happening next. So take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up now because you never know what's coming down the pike. All right, joining us now is Gerald Celente. Again, you can find his excellent Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. You can also follow Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente. So joining us now is Gerald Celente. Thank you for coming on, Gerald.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. And I really appreciate all that you do in InfoWars. So thanks so much. And
well,
I have to tell you, I'm just heartbroken. I'm so sad to see how they've sucked the joy and beauty and liberty and love out of life.
Yeah.
It's just, and you said it. You said it. We better fight for freedom because, and you called it perfectly. They're kings and queens, and people bow to their kings and queens like gutless little boys and girls.
That's
Where's
right.
the fight? Where is
That's
the,
right.
where is the integrity? And in this country, it is not only here, it's around the world. Look what's going on in Italy, in Spain, in France, in Germany. One after another, the people bending over and taking it up the you-know-what by little boys and girls, cowards, liars, freaks and fools ruining and running their lives. I'm so sad.
Yeah. You know, they had Operation Haircut where they had a lot of barbers because it was that 77-year-old barber that was opening in defiance of the Queen of Michigan, Whitmer, and she was coming after him. So they kind of doubled down on it. They organized an event on the lawn of the Capitol building there in Michigan. They called it, Gerald, Operation Haircut. And I thought, you know, that reminds me going back 7 years when they did a haircut in Italy, where they just stole people's money. But this is much worse than that haircut because, you know, that was taking some money from some people. This is taking the middle class's wealth, is taking away their ability to generate income, to have jobs, to have upward mobility. This haircut is eviscerating the middle class, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You saw this. You saw the numbers coming out. You know, they're looking at a third of the small businesses not reopening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where's the money going to? You know where the big money's going to. I mean, it's a freak show. You have the equity markets skyrocketing, you know, as the global economy is going down because the Federal Reserve is dumping trillions of dollars into the gamblers' markets on Wall Street and hedge funds buying junk bonds. You know, it's insane. And again, you know, it's great that some people, and look at these cops, look at these tough guys. You know,
yeah.
They're so disgusting, these guys that are, you see the clips of the things that they're doing to people, these brave cops, you know, and
right. Pull up the B-roll, guys, of what was going on in California. Show that to the audience and Gerald the beginning there where they had those cops in full riot gear intimidating those young women with signs. Absolutely amazing. There's a SWAT team in Texas. But show them the California protests. You know, Gerald, as that was happening in California, one guy who was a former Marine got on a bullhorn. We played that extensively yesterday. Look at this, Gerald. These are cops. I mean, this
Look
is the worst part of the police state. And
Look
in the face of these guys, you had a Marine say, you took an oath to the Constitution. He shamed these guys with a long speech until the point that they turned around and walked away. And that's what we need, Gerald. We need people
yes.
like that former Marine, and we need pastors who are talking about who are standing up to this kind of tyranny. We need law enforcement officers, people who take their oath to the Constitution seriously, former military, pastors. We need them to talk this down or it's going to get violent.
It is going to get violent. You know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. We're going to see crime rates go beyond what anybody can imagine. even when they reopen, then people will go to work and start stealing stuff in any or all they can get. This thing isn't a rebound, a V-shape, a U-shape. This thing is going down so hard, it's beyond the belief of what we've ever seen in modern history. You think anybody's going to travel anymore? With all these restrictions they're putting on, do you realize what's going on with the tourism industry totally dead? And all these countries just go south of the border, go down to the Caribbean, go around the world where they rely on tourism for people to have jobs that have no jobs anymore. You're going to see homeless levels beyond what we could imagine. Poverty. Oh, by the way, the poverty and that's going to be killing more people 10 times more than the coronavirus has.
And the
hardship.
Well, you can't even get meat in the grocery stores. I mean, that's the most. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would see instantly, for no reason at all, this imposition of central planning and complete disruption of the food supply so that we can't, they're killing cattle and hogs and chickens, and yet we've got meat shortages in the grocery store at the same time?
It's insanity. Again, we have sick people running and ruining our lives. We better unite for peace.
Yeah.
And we better unite for liberty, and we better fight for peace. And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I won't die in war, but I fight for peace. And so do you, and so should everybody that listens to InfoWars and does get out and start uniting in movements. Oh, this is going to be big. This is coming up. Tax revolts. Mm-hmm. We're going to start seeing tax revolts. David, this is very important because they're not lowering our school taxes as they're closing down schools.
That's right.
They're not lowering our property taxes as we're getting less services. Mm-hmm. So why are we paying more property taxes and higher taxes?
That's right. They don't care about the deficit, so why should they collect taxes? I mean, it's just put it on the tab, right? No, the taxes are about control. It's another place where they take away your freedom. We got more to talk about with that in the coming trends with Gerald Celente. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we've got the clowns on the left and the jokers on the right, and they've locked down this country, and Gerald and I both called this from the very beginning. I mean, we were both saying it. That they're going to destroy the country, but then they're going to say, we saved you. And what are we hearing now? But now we've got a second wave, and a third wave is coming. Second wave is going to be testing and tracking and surveillance and maybe some detention of people who don't follow these new sets of rules. And then the third wave is going to be the vaccine, and that's what we said from the very beginning. They're going to lock everybody up. The ability to work, to travel, to go to school is going to be conditional, and it's going to be conditional on you taking the vaccine. And I want to talk about that, but before we do, just before we went to break, Gerald, you were talking about the tax revolt that you think is going to be the next trend coming up. And oh, by the way, you can find Gerald's Trends Journal, excellent source of information. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. You can get a sample of that there at trendsresearch.com. And you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. But talk about the trend that you see with tax revolt and other trends you see.
Yeah, people are going to start taking to the streets on this one. There's going to be a lot of really big pressure on governments because people are not going to be able to pay their taxes.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to make it real. It's not like, oh, these taxes are too high and we're going to, you know, challenge it. No, I can't pay the taxes. I'm not getting, if I have buildings over here. People are leaving. How am I going to pay my mortgages? How am I going to pay my taxes? Oh, you want me to pay taxes when I can't rent out my buildings because you slime balls over here kill the economy? And you want me to keep paying? Oh, and you're raising the taxes, by the way. So there's going to be, and then all the people out of work, all the people who have lost their jobs, how are they going to pay their mortgages? And they're going to pay their taxes. So we're going to start seeing real, real strong tax revolts going on. But this is also important. As sad as we both are and disgusted, I think that I'm not speaking for, I'm not putting words in your mouth.
I am disgusted. I told you during the break, I said, we're both talking about the fact we don't go to stores anymore. My wife doesn't go to stores anymore. If I go, the real threat to my health is, blowing my stack from high blood pressure because I get so angry at the insanity that's going on there and the rules that they're trying to impose on me. That's my real health threat.
So in saying that, this is going to be a time for a new third party. There's never been a better time than now because both parties are the same as we know. They're both murderous thieves. And anybody that thinks they're different, you better grow up. And of course, they're not listening to David Knight or subscribing to the Trends Journal, so we don't have to convince them of anything. So this is going to be a time for a new third party. more so than any time that I've seen since 1989 when I wrote the book Trends Tracking and forecasted someone like Ross Perot in 1992.
Yes, I agree. I would love to have another choice, but you know, the problem is that a new third party, I've worked with third parties. I used to work with the Libertarian Party, try to get on the ballot because they've got very repressive ballot rules for independents or for parties. And you're part of that, Gerald, is you got to go around and collect signatures. That means you got to get out and face to face with people. And nobody wants to do that anymore. And then they don't even want us to have face to face elections. You know, they want to do everything by mail or electronically because they've already put their mechanisms in place to rig that. They've got DARPA funding Election Guard through Microsoft to count the votes. I mean, this thing is rigged from one end to the other.
One end to the other. But again, we have to fight for freedom. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't, we're going to die for war. Again, as I mentioned before, history is repeating itself. The 1930s, you had a currency war, a trade war, a Great Depression, World War II.
Yep.
We had currency wars, trade wars. We're going into the greatest depression. It'll be World War III. And this will be the war that ends all wars, as they mentioned from Albert Einstein, you know, the cat that knew a little thing or two about an atomic bomb. When they asked him what kind of weapons will be used to fight the Third World War, he said, I don't know. He said, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the fourth. Mm-hmm. And that's why we must fight for freedom. And because if we don't, we're going down. On the other, you know, you mentioned about Cuomo and what's going on. He asked me about New York. It's dead here. It's totally dead. People, the streets are empty. We're in the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. You see people bicycling with masks on.
Walking down
the street with masks on.
Here
with
too,
the window rolled up in their car with masks on. Grow up. How stupid can you be? And then you know the facts, and they're all in the Trends Journal. The people that, you know, the median age of the people dead in Italy. Oh, it's only 80 years old.
That's right. And in Pennsylvania as well. You know, the median age was, 79, and the life expectancy is 78 and a half years. I mean, that's what you would expect. It's not unexpected. This is not novel.
No, but that's not what the media is putting out. You know how many people died? You know what percentage of COVID deaths in Canada were from? 81%. 81% from nursing homes.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing everywhere. We saw that in Italy first before we locked down the U.S., and now we're seeing the same numbers coming here. And yet the headlines everywhere, look at this, we're going to have a quarter of a million people dead this summer. You know, they keep inflating that.
Yep. And so, and then the other people are obese, diabetics, you know, lung disease, respiratory ailments. So
cardiovascular,
those are the people that should be locked down. So going back to Cuomo, this little slimy boy, this arrogant little boy, the daddy's boy, you know, I'm going to tell you something. His father's better than anybody else's. We're going to rename the Tappan Zee Bridge after daddy. We'll call it the Mario Cuomo Bridge. And his little brother on the Cartoon News Network, Chrissy. Oh, I'm so sick. I chipped my tooth. I get coronavirus. Hey, you're back at work. What's going on? I thought, what happened? I thought you were going to die. Anyway.
That's right. Yeah, if all we do is we have a bad dream and some visions, then sign me up. I can handle it. We don't have to shut down the entire economy, right? He had, 2 days or something? He had bad dreams and a vision of his father?
Yeah. So now, there he is, the little boy. An arrogant. Hey, Cuomo, come over here and force me to wear a mask. No. Leave your little boys behind. Leave your little boys behind. You come over here and put a mask. Oh, no, I got a better one. Try vaccinating me.
Oh, yeah.
You're shooting your fat little mouth off. Are we all have to get vaccinated? Come over here and try to stick that needle into me.
Well, you know what he's saying, Gerald, is he's saying the vaccine must be available to all people, said Governor Cuomo. It can't be a situation where only the rich, only the privileged get the vaccine. But you and I both know that it's going to be the rich and the privileged who don't get the vaccine forced upon them, isn't it?
That's right.
Exactly the opposite.
just like the rich and the privileged are getting rich with this, with Trump giving them all the money, the Federal Reserve. They're getting richer, and all of us are going down. So going back to the little slimy, low-life scum Cuomo, who closed down the state, do you know that the death rate per capita of COVID in New York State is the highest in the world?
That's right. It didn't have any effect, did it?
None.
Compare that to Sweden, where they didn't do anything, or compare that to Brazil, where they're all over Bolsonaro for not doing anything. The case fatality rate in New York and the spread of it is higher than anywhere else, and they were the right after California in terms of lockdown.
Exactly. The whole place
made no difference.
Now, number two, we rank third in the world of COVID deaths. Third in the world, number one in the world per capita. And they locked down the entire place.
Yeah.
And you know what the little slimy lowlives are going to do with the media? Well, if we didn't lock it down, it would have even been worse. Now, you destroy the economy. You destroy people's lives. It's not coming back. Isn't it fun to go out and to a restaurant and wear a mask? Or get on an airplane and wear a mask.
Well, you know, the key thing, Gerald, is even if they tell us, even if our masters tell us that we can now come out of our areas there, and there's the New York Post today saying it's got to end now. But even if they say, okay, it's over, you can all come out, people are still going to be afraid. We have got to reverse the lies that have been used by Fauci and the White House to shut down this economy. And unless we reverse that psychological op, and have the people who are telling us the truth from the very beginning point out that these guys are liars, it isn't going to end when they say you can come out. People aren't going to go to the restaurants. They're not going to travel.
No, because the media is the one that sold it first.
Yeah.
Again, we wrote about it. You could go back in our January 28th Trends Journal. This is like a week after it broke out. Broke out, what, Lunar New Year in the middle of January. The headline was Coronavirus. 106 dead in China. And then our line after it was 1.4 billion still alive.
It didn't make any difference. It only made things worse.